What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. We have sad news to share this week. The great Indianapolis vocalist Joe Trotter has passed away. Joe Trotter was a founding member of the legendary funk band Amnesty, one of the top groups to emerge from Naptown during the 1970s. We'll be celebrating the life of Joe Trotter this week with a full hour dedicated to his words and music. We'll be listening back to a 2019 interview WFYI's Kyle Long recorded with Trotter. He was joined by his fellow Amnesty bandmates Gino Johnson and Raphael Barnes. Trotter recalled his early years in music, which included singing on the streets of Eastside Indianapolis and studying classical vocal music at Crispus Attucks High School. Trotter also discussed his work with the Embers, a talented vocal group Trotter formed prior to his work with Amnesty.
Joe, did you grow up here in Indy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Crispus Attucks.
Yeah. What neighborhood did you grow up in?
Eastside.
Eastside? When did you start playing music and singing?
Well, I've sang all my life. Little things you hear on TV and radio. I've been singing. I'd be the youngest one harmonizing on the street. I'd be harmonizing with them. Hmm. And it just came natural.
And did you study music at
yes,
Attucks?
Was
Laverne Newsom, was he the choir teacher when you were there?
Mr. Newsom, yes.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of education did you get at Attucks musically?
A good one.
Yeah.
We covered so much, but we performed too. It was great. My response is going to be kind of slow because I'm just not getting myself back together from a stroke.
No, I understand. No problem. Thank you for being here under that condition. I appreciate it, man. And Joe, you were in what was really the original version of Amnesty, right? The Embers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that the first group you were part of?
No.
Yeah, do you remember what the first group you joined in and started singing with was?
Yeah, me, Michael Dinkins, Clyde Crawford, and one more. Damn.
What was the name of the group?
The Dynastones.
The Dynastones?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay. What kind of music were you singing?
Rhythm and blues.
Yeah, yeah.
Some jazz. A lot of a cappella.
And this was when you were a teenager?
Yes.
Yeah. And you were singing on the Avenue? Where would you perform?
Well, we lived on the east side. And see, the at nighttime, the brothers would get their wine and stand on the corner and sing. And I was coming from playing ball, and they were singing and harmonizing. So when the songs came up, I sung the song. And it blew them away. They came and got me every time. Every time after that. And that's how I kind of got started. Then when I got to Attucks, that's when I got into classical music. I was number one tenor in the state for 4 years. And it was boring. So when the boogie came along, I jumped in it with both feet.
Yeah, that's interesting. You have that background singing classical music because on some of the Amnesty songs, like We Have Love,
yeah,
the vocal arrangements to that they sound like a symphonic, the way the voices are arranged. Mm-hmm. Did you have a large part in arranging the harmonies for the group?
Yes. The group was really a big songwriting team. we'd be on stage writing, creating. My imaginations were, and the music was live. And we got along good. We got along like brothers.
And when did the Embers come together?
The Embers was the beginning of the group.
Yeah, yeah. What was that about? Was it 1966, 67? What year would you say?
I'm not for sure.
It would be around 1967.
67? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that
that's when the Embers.
The Embers was the original group. And then I think, I'm not for sure whether I changed the direction of Amnesty or whether Gino changed the direction of Amnesty. I think, how long you was in the group, you know, when I came in?
Maybe a year.
Okay, well, see, once I came in the group of Amnesty, that's when we went to the funk and the rhythm type thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were a singing group with a rhythm section. That's what we worked for a long time, for a couple of years.
Yeah, two musicians. Calvin and Red, those are the ones I remember.
And Kirky
on drums, yeah.
The drummer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joe, were the Embers writing original music?
Yeah. We've always written.
Yeah.
We've always written.
And where would you have been playing with the Embers before Amnesty? Were you playing in clubs around town?
Yeah, we were playing in clubs. We hit the Avenue. We was on the Avenue more than any place.
Yeah. Do you remember some of the spots you played on the Avenue? Where like the Place to Play, was it clubs like that?
Yeah, Place to Play. Yeah.
Made the Flame.
Flame, too.
Yeah, yeah. So all up and down the Avenue you were playing.
Yep, making our rounds.
Let's pause and listen to a classic soul ballad Trotter recorded with the Embers. This is I'm Only Human, featuring Joe Trotter on lead vocals.
Now listen, baby. Baby. Oh, sweet baby. Always thought that thing was showing us strong. But baby, here lately, you've isolated me from the world and made me feel.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was the Naptown soul group, The Embers, with I'm Only Human, featuring Joe Trotter on lead vocals. Trotter passed away last week. Let's continue our look back at Trotter's life. In this next clip, Trotter recalled how The Embers evolved into Amnesty, and he discussed the recording of Amnesty's debut single, Everybody Who Wants to Be Free.
I wanted to ask about a couple other group names that I've heard associated with Amnesty. One is Crimson Tide.
That was the rhythm section that went with we were the singing group, the Embers, and the Crimson Tide. That was Red and Kirky and Calvin. We were the only group in town that had our own rhythm section.
Oh, I see. I wonder how that hooked up.
Yeah. And Joe, what was the point when the Embers kind of shifted to become Amnesty? Do you remember kind of what the process was in changing the group over?
Well, Herman played trumpet and he was mean. But he never let us know. We didn't know he could play anything. We knew he could sing. But he played trumpet. We started making our repertoire bigger and bigger. It was beginning to get more demand for the group. And Brother Gino came on the scene. And then him and Herman, they went together like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we picked up old Pencilhead here.
Yeah, Calvin actually brought me to the Amnesty. Calvin.
Sure did.
Yeah, Calvin Williams was the one that brought me to the group. Because actually what Calvin had done, he had seen me with different groups and he had seen me with Ebony Rhythm, and he always liked my percussion plan. And
so beat them skins, Jack.
Yeah, so and Calvin used to play bongos. I mean I never did hear him play, but he told me that he played bongos, and I remember this one day We was at the
demonstrators.
The demonstrators. And they said, I'm taking you out of here. He said, I'm taking you with us. He said, you're going to be with me and my band. And that was Amnesty. I had no idea who they was. Yeah. Mm.
And Raphael, Joe, and Gino, I want to ask about the group's recorded music. During the original incarnation of Amnesty, you only released two singles, the first of which was Everybody Who Wants to Be Free on Lamp Records, which must have been around 70 or 71. Joe, what do you remember about putting that together?
Well, it was rhythm and blues and rock. Mm. And we was singing a message then, Everybody Wants to Be Free, Take My Hand and Walk With Me. It was the vocals and the music. It was our first attempt to relate to the public. We always had carried a message, and Everybody Wants to Be Free was our first attempt to get it across. And we always had a song like that on the show.
We just wanted people to take the chains off their mind and don't accept failure. You don't have to. If you fail, because we did many times in our writing, but we just pick it up and start over again. Just free. If you can free yourself from looking at yourself in the mirror and downing yourself and downing others, just accept people for who they are. Accept yourself for who you are and be as much as you can possibly be. But in order to do that, you must free your mind to do it. And that's how that really... We sat around and we were talking about this. Some of the songs we came up with, we were having conversations just like we are now. Mm-hmm. And it would come up and we'd write a song about it. And that's how a lot of it came about.
Let's pause and listen to the debut single from Amnesty. This is Amnesty with Everybody Who Wants to Be Free, parts 1 and 2, recorded for the Naptown label Lamp Records in 1972.
Won't somebody to be free like me?
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Amnesty with Everybody Who Wants to Be Free. On this week's show, we're looking back on the life and music of Amnesty vocalist Joe Trotter. Trotter passed away in Indianapolis last week. We're listening back to an interview WFYI's Kyle Long recorded with the surviving members of Amnesty in 2019. In this next clip, the group recalled recording their second single at 700 West Records in New Palestine.
Yeah, and the second single you released was through 700 West Records in New Palestine, Indiana. The great Mo Whitmore, yeah. You guys went to his house in New Palestine where he had this studio and recorded Three Cheers for My Baby and Lord Help Me.
Yes.
Gino, what do you remember about that experience?
I remember being in there, and it was different than being at Lamp because I was in a booth now. Now I'm looking at a studio where I'm in a booth. I got headphones on, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking, I watch too much TV, I guess. I'm thinking, where are we going to be in a group, sitting around, microphones? No, that's not the way you record. You have your own headset. You may be hearing the lyrics or the drums or whatever coming through those, but you had to know when your part was. And you played your part.
I'll never forget.
Singly. I mean, you were just... Then that's when I said, wow, I'm in a studio. I'm in a room by myself, and I'm on my own.
Yeah.
Joe, what do you remember about that session? It's 700 West.
That the vocals, you know, like you have to go over... we were hitting it one time.
Yeah, the vocals ran first.
We were so tight. We were so tight. We was hitting it one time. No, didn't have to go back and do it again. We hit it one time. Because Calvin was a practice fanatic. He loved music. I miss him.
Let's pause and listen to Amnesty's 1973 single for 700 West Records. This is Amnesty with Three Cheers for My Baby and Lord Help Me.
I think she's my heart.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more words and music from Joe Trotter after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're looking back at the life and music of the great Indianapolis vocalist Joe Trotter. He passed away in Indianapolis last week. Trotter was a founding member of the legendary funk band Amnesty, one of the top groups to emerge from Naptown during the 1970s. We've been listening back to a 2019 interview WFYI's Kyle Long recorded with Trotter. It was joined by his fellow Amnesty bandmates Gino Johnson and Raphael Barnes. Let's return to their conversation as the group discusses the socially conscious lyrics featured in Amnesty's music.
I did want to ask about the group's lyrics, which were very socially conscious and are still just as relevant today as they were when you guys wrote this music almost 50 years ago, right? You have songs like Mr. President.
Right.
I was just thinking Mr. President. I swear, yes. I was thinking Mr. President when he said it.
If you keep treating people this way, you're going to chase them all away. That's one of the lines. Lord Help Me, a song about materialism and the cost of living.
Right.
The price of meat is getting almost as high as the dope in the street.
Correct.
One of the lines of
Big
Everybody Who Wants to Be Free, a song about race relations. You know, black and brown, they don't want us part of their society. Tell me about some of the things the group was singing about and the themes you were addressing through your music at the time.
I think our theme was people are people. Let people be people. Let people be who they are. Regardless, it was a time when we were playing out there in the 70s that we knew that this country was the greatest country in the world to be in. We knew it. You had opportunities to be whatever you wanted to be here. And we wanted to make sure that everybody knew that. And we would address issues in our song as politely as we could regarding political facts or world facts or just people in general. It was just that time, I guess.
Joe, do you have any thoughts on the group's lyrics? You were singing these lyrics every night. What did you make of these themes, of these socially conscious themes that you were singing about?
I believed them. I believed in it. I believed the message. It was, I felt like I'm telling you, I'm sending you a message to what's going on. We wrote about race, we wrote about infidelity. we wrote about the president.
I guess we wrote about life. The life that we saw, the
Mr.
life that
Mr. President would go good right now because of Donald Trump.
Yes.
Go good for any of the presidents out there.
Let's pause and listen to the funky Amnesty classic, Mr. President, recorded at 700 West Records in 1973. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Amnesty with Mr. President. On this week's show, we're looking back on the life and music of Amnesty vocalist Joe Trotter. Trotter passed away in Indianapolis last week. We're listening back to an interview WFYI's Kyle Long recorded with the surviving members of Amnesty in 2019. Amnesty achieved great success in the Midwest music scene during the 1970s, performing alongside artists like Kool & the Gang, the Jackson 5, and Bill Withers. But nothing lasts forever, and eventually, Amnesty started to split apart. In this next clip, the group recalled the final years of Amnesty.
And I want to ask about kind of the dissolution of the group. You know, it's the mid-1970s. You guys have toured all across the United States. You have two records that were fairly well received. I think they were kind of local hits, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
In the South, they did very well down there.
In the South, yeah. When did the group start moving in different directions and kind of falling apart, let's say?
That's a very sad and subject. That's something I really wish we could have stopped. I don't know why. I don't have an answer for you on that one. I truly don't.
What happened in 82 was when I decided that with the way the group was going, I mean, we, you know, the drugs and the drinking, I decided to get out of it because, number one, that bass that I never, like the whole time that I was with Amnesty, I didn't make no money with Amnesty, you know.
Not nothing you could call money.
I didn't make no money. I'm serious. I didn't make no money.
The money part wasn't that critical. People don't understand, but a lot of the money can go into expenses.
Yeah.
And equipment.
Yeah. That's where your money's going to get tied up in. Yeah. You have to be patient to earn a lot of money. Did we make money? Oh, yeah, we made it.
Yeah.
But think about this. You have to take us as youngsters, kids with a lot of money, what do you think they're going to do with it? Mm-hmm. They're going to throw it away. Mm-hmm. But most of our money just went into things that it shouldn't have gone into.
Mm-hmm. Joe, what do you remember about the group kind of going their separate ways? Do you have any thoughts or opinions on that?
Well, what happened after we done the recordings in D.C. and we didn't get a chance. They didn't put them out or nothing. Everybody's getting older. You're looking at your future. They don't take our taxes for doing shows, so you don't get no tax return. We just got burnt out. Everybody started drinking more, doing more drugs. Then Herman, he left, and he was a key member. He went to play at a bigger band. Gino, he left so he could start building his life back. Because we sacrificed all of our energies and monies and efforts back into the group. We were like a little cult, really. I know people used to probably look at us like we were crazy. But I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't trade the time I spent doing it, the freedom of creativity, and to see people appreciate what I'm doing. I'll never never ever get that high again, because that gave me a rush, gave me pride when they say, all the way from Indianapolis, stars are the place to play, in crowd, when they be bringing us up on stage. I don't care how bad I felt, it gave me a rush, even if I was mad.
Let's pause and listen to another funk classic from Amnesty. This is Free Your Mind, recorded at 700 West in 1973.
Free your mind from all the happiness and begin again.
Begin again.
Why don't you take your life into your own hands? Take it from the medicine.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Amnesty with Free Your Mind. On this week's show, we're looking back on the life and music of Amnesty vocalist Joe Trotter. Trotter passed away in Indianapolis last week. That song was part of a demo session the group cut in 1973 at 700 West Records in New Palestine, Indiana. Let's return to our conversation with Amnesty as the group discusses the enduring legacy of the music they recorded.
And the legacy of this band just continues to grow year after year. And I'm sure it's even surprised you guys how big it gets at times.
I'm very surprised. You know, definitely.
The music has been sampled in the past by hip-hop artists. I know Snoop Dogg had sampled a track off of the Free Your Mind album. Currency, who's a popular young rapper, had sampled the music as well. But last year, near the end of 2018, Kanye West was teasing that he was going to put out new music. And sort of the eyes of the music world were on Kanye West for a few days. And he issues this song called Lift Yourself, which is a sample of Liberty, which was a demo off the 700 West Sessions album. This became the subject of international attention because the song was kind of bizarre.
Correct.
He doesn't rap in the song till the very final minutes or seconds of the song. And then it's a nonsense lyric.
Right.
At the end of the song. So there was so much focus on this song. It was being covered by, you know, magazines and news outlets around the world. What did you make of that whole experience of hearing your music being sampled by Kanye West and seeing it in the center of this kind of international dialogue?
It made me an international star.
Yeah.
That's the way I felt. I said, okay, I'm international. Okay, I'll take it. Even 40, 50 years later, I'm okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I worked hard for it back in the 70s, so I'll take it.
Joe, what did you make of that record that Kanye West made using your music? Your voice is on there, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, what did you make of it?
Well, when I first heard it, I didn't believe it.
Mm.
Then I found out it was true. First thing I done was look in the mirror and said, I told you was good enough. But I feel good inside behind it that somebody else and liked it enough to redo it.
It isn't hard to see. Said the hang-ups we have today. Said we need to strive for.
on your feet.
Let's get it on. We've been fooling around my friends.
That was Amnesty with Liberty. On this week's show, we're looking back on the life and music of Amnesty vocalist Joe Trotter. Trotter passed away in Naptown last week. We've been listening back to a 2019 interview WFYI's Carol Long recorded with Trotter. He was joined by his fellow Amnesty bandmates Gino Johnson and Raphael Barnes. We'll end this tribute to Joe Trotter with the Amnesty classic We Have Love. But first, we'll listen to Joe Trotter's thoughts on the years he spent performing with Amnesty.
Joe, how do you feel looking back on the music and the experience of being in Amnesty and all the incredible music you created?
The best years of my life. The freedom, the creativity, the camaraderie. I would die for them brothers. Go down fighting with them if it came to that. We were connected, and we had to put out good music. You had to all be on the same page. God put the group together. And we all, I imagine every one of us, loved the fact that we had a chance to be a part of it.
This is Amnesty with We Have Love. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Thanks for joining us for this tribute to Joe Trotter, a vocalist and founding member of Amnesty. Joe Trotter passed away last week, and we send our sincere condolences to his friends and family. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on Uptown, baby.